Hey.
What you got behind your back there?
What?
Behind your back, right here, behind your back, behind your back. What's this?
I was just catching up on a little reading.
Signs, omens, portents, and charms to ward off
the self-genius hour of
say you never let me die, die, die. One more time, but just a little try. You know how much I love you when I'm high, high, high. Well, I can be sweet when I'm better, when I'm bad. And I can be a hippie when I'm mad, mad, mad. Gotta be high with a twinkle in my eye. Listen to the music on my high, high, high. Can't come down, gotta stay high. What'll I do without my high, high, five? Life's too fast, I need a lot of slack. Gotta get the piggies off my back, back, back. I can be sweet, but I'm better when I'm bad. And I can be a hippie when I'm mad, mad, mad.
Just walk in the rain and get stoned with me.
Two joints before I smoked two joints, and then I smoked two more.
In the time of chimpanzees, I was a yeti. Church air in my veins and my fur is getting shitty. While the plastic ass pipes spray paint the palm of head. Dog food vendors with the beefcake Sudafed. Kill all the pink boys and put it in neutral. Shit happens flaming in the sag melting capital. Bobby's in Sherman, tired of fighting the pipe. Got a couple motel rooms to sleep on the floor tonight. Someone keeps saying I'm insane to complain about a round trip ticket when it's all gonna end. Why believe anything that ain't nice when you got Reverend Sterno and the Jaina device? Just watch the face smiling there in the dock. Burn all your money when they decimate the Taylor Park. Yo, I can't do this. Sampers of genius, I'm so genius, baby. So why don't you heal me? I'm so genius, I'm so genius, baby, so why don't you kill me? Flesh frying sauces in a barbecue nightmare. Stock fist pounding down the door of the world. Cause one's got a rant and the other's got a brag. Bob's on some window painting, Connie's on the rag. With the radio shows and the backstage blowjobs. Can't get invited to the first with clusterfuck. Burned to death like a Buddhist priest. Yes, men starving at the subgenius feast. And it's all for those who fulfill their fate. Trade the cash for the pills, for the bodies, for the hate. And the time is a piece of crap falling down the toilet with Bob's hand on the handle. Sampers of genius, I'm so genius, baby. So why don't you kill me?
I'm a frog, so you lost.
Sampers of genius, I'm so genius, baby. So why don't you kill me?
Semper Sub Genius, dear friends, by Phineas Narco. Reverend Phineas Narco. And he could do it after all. And friends, you can get more Phineas Narco by download from this website, nationalcynical.com. He's part of a group called National Cynical Radio.
And that's
national, one word, cynical.
Cynical.
.com. Yeah. Phineas Narco. Before that, that drugged up collage. God, what kind of a show is this? Anyway, that was put together by our friend Soso Dada. A Reverend Soso Dada who lives in New York currently, I think. And we have all sorts of fun and games and tapes and Fernandin and Lemur cut-ups, which were in there and which will continue to be in here and in all shows. And Lonestrom Cowboys and Dave is here. And
hi,
Princess,
hello.
We are Doe.
Hi, how are you?
Queen of all the UFOs.
Nice to see you tonight.
And even Pater Nostril is here.
Good to see everyone out there listening.
Pater Nostril, who is usually not in the studio, but is our point man out at Brushwood, where we drill for the end of the world.
And we prompt.
Next day coming up soon. Pump, pump, pump.
We prompt the jackass muscle. We make them think without brains. We teach them to see without eyes, to smell without nostrils. Even though Pater Nostril is a... And to live where there is nothing to live for. What is that? Why, that's your own hometown, USA.
Home sweet home.
We're back at the counter.
It's like a suppository made of lawnmowers.
And lung tissue. Let's not forget good old wholesome lung tissue. What powers our lawnmowers? Hard as...
You been smoking lunk again? No, I've been drinking...
Lung junk?
I've been smoking a little bit of lung junk, but mostly I'm drinking Abyssinian peas water.
Really?
Yes. It imparts wisdom.
And, oh, now you're Mr. Fancy Pants. Oh, I guess it's going to be absinthe next.
I'm an absinthe swimmer.
Yeah, well... Friends, welcome to another Hour of Slack. This is Hour of Slack 982. That's how many there have been, including a few reruns. And this is a rerun of something that happened only 1 or 2 seconds ago. So it's almost like it's fresh. And I wish we had some fresh jokes or gags or gimmicks to tell you about.
All right, okay,
But unfortunately, it's just the same
something
old...
Something about Amish, okay,
Mr. Yes, well...
An Amish vibrator.
It's a big crescendo for a bunch of nothing, ain't it?
Is there something... I can't hear
But isn't nothing everything anyway, so...
Well, before we forget, we should mention, because we will forget, that we will mention the Subgenius upcoming events, such as the Devival at Detroit.
The Rhythmic Undulation of the Poor.
19th. We can't recommend that anyone go to that for legal reasons.
Of course.
But it will be happening.
Right. In Detroit, March 19th, with the amino acids... Who really are a man who is
an acid,
the Christ punchers who do
actually punch,
yes, and Reverend Carter LeBlanc and yours,
who does blank out
truly,
on
Reverend
stage.
Stang. Dave, I'm sure you could come along if you wanted to.
If I wanted to be abused like a baby and touched and fondled the wrong way.
Now, on the other hand,
I'm meant to speak like this.
Well, this ain't Catholicism, Dave.
Oh, I could be fondled the right way. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be done.
Is that an invitation?
It's a form of open invitation. Fondle me how you dare. But if you do not fondle me correctly, you'll probably get the wrong sort of information back.
Well, we can do that. We can do that on 8X Day, the 8th scheduled end of the planet, according to Dobbs' prophecy.
And they keep letting us down, but maybe they won't.
There's going to be 3X days, actually. There'll be a Tex Day in Texas. Instead of 7505, it will be taking place on 5705, May 7th in Texas, in Austin, outside of Austin, in a hippy-dippy campground run by, subgeniuses.
Dabsters and...
Wickabillies.
Yeah, Wickabillies. That's right. Wickabilly.com would actually be the place to find out about Tex Day. I'll see you down there, partner. When's the last time you had a steaming hot bowl of Wolf Brand Habafrap Zippy-Lops? Well, no, that's too long.
Yeah, it's a long time. Too long.
So, then there's X Day at Brushwood, the weekend before July 5th, building up to July 5th, when the saucers will arrive and rupture up the dues-paying subgeniuses, leaving you, dear listener, behind, frying in your own fat like bacon in the pan because you put off solicit here on the air, because this is a religious radio broadcast, friends. We're here to praise Bob. And his
praise
master. His master's on the dark side.
Yes,
the dark path of least resistance proved to be the more powerful form of slack.
The tinky people.
Dark slack had more power than good slack or light slack. Slack light.
Dark
what
energy.
Do you expect?
It is dark energy.
Hardcore stuff. Slack. Triple X slack, baby.
It is made directly from dark energy. The force in the universe, which we've yet to find a use for, a way of concurrently massing to perform activities called work. And work is what we want to avoid.
And
we want to create slack with this dark energy. Yeah.
Well, they say that dark energy and dark matter comprise most of the known universe.
And that is most of our adenoids and our embryonic tissues. I mean, our intestines.
That is so dark.
Most of your paycheck, Dave, will likewise be in dark money.
Yes.
A new subgenius invention.
Very hard to make out the denomination.
Most of the people that Paternostal knows are in the dark.
Well, that's why they need to follow his nose. Potter nostril and his great
actually
third
makes
nostril,
mushrooms in his own house,
which moves around on his body. Sometimes it's in the center of his forehead, like they're supposed to be, but then they go under your nose, on your upper lip, slide around down your back.
What we need is an alignment close to the solar plexus. If we do not have this, I'm afraid the poor man may die before triple, quadruple, 8X day.
But he can be healed at 8X Day, friends, because some of the bands that will be there include Lonesome Cowboy Dave and the Mondo Retardo Band.
Packed in Salt.
The Amino Acids, Man.
Packed in Baked Bean Gravy.
Smokenstein. We're Drunk. Well, we're going back to the universal monster of yesteryear. The Rummy.
The Rummy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who else? Cracula. And the Vapires. The Vapires. That's the Doc Fropp knows about that. The Phantom of the Froppera. And did we say Krankenstein?
Yes, you certainly did. Krankenstein.
No, that was Smokenstein.
Smokenstein.
Yeah, there's some litigation going on. Oh, and the Creature from the Smack Lagoon. Creature from the Smack Lagoon. And the Hunch Smack. The Hunch Slack of Brushwood.
I've got a hunch that you're kind of fabricating a lot of that list of bands. You said Semi-Erstwhile and the Tettles or something, and the Smallberries are going to be there. You mentioned also a lot of groups which I didn't think were real names. Like
Slackzilla.
Slackzilla. Right. You failed to mention Slackzilla.
Well, that's because that's a real band. And we couldn't get them.
Yeah,
they were a little bit too expensive for us. You know, we actually have tried to pay Mark Mothersbaugh, who is a dues-paying subgenius. We offered to pay his way, but
plus $35.
He was too busy devolving in Hollywood, I guess. Yeah. We did have one of the members of GWAR come to X Day, and of all times to be doused with fake blood, it happened to him while he was on vacation.
He got
an accident.
In the pig, huh?
He happened to be under the world globe when Legume smashed it with his sword of justice, and the fake blood poured out. And who did it pour out on? The one guy who gets fake blood dumped on him on his day job.
Well, they use real pig blood in GWAR. They did use real pig blood. They don't use fake blood, not prosthetic blood. No,
it's in
no
the Church of the Subgenius. We use real blood and sperm and viscera and spittle, sweat, and the...
all of your precious bodily fluids, Padre. Not just those ones. We need all your precious bodily fluids. What makes them so precious?
On Earth.
The tiny value, the increments of wealth encapsulated into each molecule. Your cells, look, they're actually growing money, Mandrake. Sit down. Yes, I'm afraid you're not going to be able to take the shock. It's been going on for years, my dear friend. Here, let me put my hand on your knee for a second.
No.
Yes, eh? Let me put my hand on your shoulder here, Mandrake.
Dave...
Put my upper lip on your forehead.
He uses these skits as an excuse to get fresh with Princess Wee.
To forget what I was talking about.
Mandrake, your bodily fluids will be the template for a new mankind. We shall take them. We shall reform them. We shall re-engineer. We shall mutagen them. Then we shall bake and shake. Until a new man is created.
See, if you wait long enough, he just cracks up. It just dissolves like that.
Yeah, it has to.
You have to believe that something for nothing can come your way, my friend. Because even if it doesn't, if you did believe it, you'll think it did. And that's the miracle of religion.
It's a miracle.
It is a milagro. The milagro of Bob. And other bands that will be at X Day. The Mind Losers.
Popeye and the Shrimp People.
Uh-huh. The stupid... bleeped up teenage drunks. Oh, well, let me say that again. The stupid fucked up teenage drunks.
The guy with the surgical scar who claims he used to be on Johnny Carson, but nobody can see him, and he can go back and forward into the future as a carrot.
The Out of Minders.
Yep.
Will be playing.
Can't remember them.
And Mister, you don't know who you're dealing with.
Well, you don't.
You really don't want to mess with
clearly
him.
Don't
He's
wanna.
Kind of a jerk. No, I'm saying.
No, what you're saying.
No, I'm saying.
No, what you're saying.
No, I'm saying.
No, what you're saying.
Right on.
Well, what about the... I heard now people like to make jokes about garden gnomes and having sex with them and stuff like that. You know, and this is really passe talking constantly, but I heard that you're actually going to have an installation artist there who's going to make garden giants that you can have sex with.
No, you got mixed up. That's Burning Man.
So there's
we
actually
don't have the budget
a huge giant that goes around sexing everyone at Burning Man?
No, we have this little puppet that we pretend is a big giant that goes around sexing everybody.
But it actually has squirt vesicles and little tiny sweat drips from its forebrow. I mean, at least they said it did.
Well, until the stuff runs out. It's radio controlled.
Well, it's got a real pineal gland, doesn't it? I mean, it's got a real, like...
Parts of it are alive, but mostly it's a puppet.
So, geez, man.
I mean,
let me put it this way.
You can catch a disease from it. Well, we're on our way to X-Day.
You can catch a disease from a puppet nowadays.
Yeah.
Geez, man, the world.
We need to take a break for PR News, I believe.
From PR News in Washington, I'm part of the problem, not the solution. Federal officials are bracing for another shortage of roadside bombs during the flu season that begins next fall. Senator Edward Kennedy says doctors and hospitals need to make better use of the Nazi concentration camp at PR News. He spoke today at a Cleveland concentration clinic where thousands of patients have been murdered.
Kennedy's getting worse.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has condemned and killed at least 67 people in an attack south of PR's PR News, Washington.
As Doctor is elastic, ecumenical, eclectic, and electric, and has even been proven to be, in its way, erotic. Whatever it may be, it is certainly open to all seekers, just after an enlightenment. For Termore, special consultations in terms of initiations are available in private. Particularly for Eknit, Grazile, Nobile Females, currently legal in Kinder auf 21.
Der Führer! Adolf Hitler! Dich! Dich!
SA, die Totalsäger, Bruder, Heilbruder, Lügner, Heiliger, 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 Heiliger,
Fernandi Limer live.
From PR News in Washington, I'm Unknown. Amid continuing insurgent threats, Iraqi leaders say they have paid $57 for bereft corps today in Baghdad. On Wall Street, 40-10-426-2035. The criminal trial against PR News continues in the world's fifth largest brewery. This is PR News.
Okay, now you can sing along.
Our bite muck fry.
I went to his store and I got the gauze and took care of the rectal bleeding. And I changed the bumps on my head and I knew that the electrodes in
my neck.
How
do you change the bumps on your head, Dave?
Well, you focus your third eye.
Okay.
Or you actually have to focus your third nostril, I'm sure.
Anytime I see him, my heart starts
opening. You think of your third nostril as a transmitter of energy, not as a receiver of olfactory, and things like that. And you concentrate on the bumps.
Uncle Ree,
the colors for which she sighs.
She sighs.
Red for the blood. White for the guts. Blue for the blue body.
And
I want to tell the story.
The story.
United snakes of oil.
Cha-cha-ching.
A buck for Bantam.
Cha-cha-ching.
A buck for Carmel.
Cha-cha-ching.
A buck for Halliburton.
Halliburton.
Yeah.
I respect her so well.
You do?
Yes.
She's so worthy of your urethra.
Gooey, gooey.
She's worthy of your urethra is worried, and I know that we don't want to worry about that. She's worthy of more than your respect.
S'more?
She's worthy of your tinkles and your periwinkle.
Oh.
What was that poorly recorded band we just heard?
Oh, that was Carlsbad and the Eskimos.
Punbo and the Tartars.
The Pungbo and the Tartars. Ah, they appear with raw meat.
That was, it was Lonesome or Mad Cow Pie Duane. And
the Beachland Ball Rushers.
No, Mondo's Retardo Band.
Oh, right. They were at the Beachland Bull Rushes ballroom.
Yes, being waiting to be picked up by old Pharaoh.
In Cleveland.
And Sir Moses came by, picked him up, put him in his sack, drove him home, and made a sandwich out of them. Well, sometimes. Open-faced, yeah, that's a bald-faced sandwich.
Is that part of that spooky religious stuff you guys
are Yeah, into? You got to stop with this spooky religious stuff, man. I mean, they were having a conversation last night on East 127th. You know the old house over there with the top windows broken out and stuff? I guess it were like 35 people jamming on philosophical rap. You know, they're just like laying down. Okay, man, let's just think of this, you know, that can take, you know, they'll continue. And then your dad then it's like, because that's not as matter of time to do that. You know what I mean?
I used to do that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I thank God. I'm surprised I'm still alive.
Well, most of these, people have serious diseases and don't mind discussing that either.
Well, you know, some people feel that they have a rule book that they can go by.
Isn't it always
and
so?
You can go by the rule book. The book of the subgenius is still available. It's the book to go by.
Yes, and leave wind as you go.
Now, some people are into philosophy. Some people are into religions. Some are into science. These are all false paths.
And yeah, and they're all like divided
okay
up
for
into,
a while.
Yeah, and they're divided
short
up
duration
into marketable names. Like there's hardcore philosophy. You know, there's rap
philosophy light.
There's dub philosophy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you and just
a little something for everybody, and you get what you pay for.
Right.
Cheap crap.
You can watch the philosophy
a while.
The philosophy network on cable. You
wrecks
know
your liver.
Yeah. Just you sit there and be ruined.
Sure,
it.
Go ahead and be a philosopher if you want to wreck your life.
Yeah.
Look in the Yellow Pages. How many philosophers you see in the Yellow Pages, Mr. Smarty Pants?
Okay, all right, granted, there are more now than there used to be because of, you know, the conditions.
The government.
You know, I mean, I think it's a false philosophy. There you go. I think it's a false, well, no, false
pop
marketing.
Philosophy's such a good drink. It tastes so good.
It blows up in your face just like all philosophy does.
That's right.
It pops in your poop.
They're all self-verifying, and that's the drawback. Except for the Church of the Subgenius. It's constantly Bob-verified. Nothing else is real. It's a dream, baby.
It's all a
ride the snake.
A vacuous
Bob, but
dream.
Focus on Bob. If you can just lock on to that face,
yeah,
man.
That cute little face.
Ride
on, as
with
cute
it
as a bag of snakes. That's that face. That's that stunning on that face. I can't get it up in my head. I can't sleep anymore. I can't dream. Don't you understand what's happened to me? That pipe head is in my head. I can't get it out.
Oh, time for PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm against PR News in Washington. An OPEC committee is recommending the oil cartel stick to its current polio vaccine. The decision could heighten U.S. consumer concerns about PR News. The Gates Foundation is giving 10 religious and ethnic groups to PR's PR News. Meanwhile, today is the second day of Iraqis flying nonstop for the first time in more than 55 years. Thousands of people in Russia have been protesting the loss of PR News in the heavily fortified Washington.
Now let's go get cleaned up. If you're going to storm Kim Jong-il's palace single-handed, we have to make you a complete soldier in very little time.
How are we going to do that?
I think I know just what we need.
Fade out, it seems that more time has passed in a montage.
Can we briefly describe the encapsulated montage. Shots that floated by in those listeners' minds that they couldn't actually see in their pretemporal lobes?
What was that Irishman you were talking about? Series?
Oh, the guy who put the montage together. Yeah, series of shots.
Yeah.
That now sounds stupid now. But anyway, it is a name, I guess. It's like Carlo on oil, you know.
Cover him with dissolves and let him go.
Well, he was wiped anyway, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that is... Yeah.
Well...
That was from Team America, and that brilliant computer-animated movie, as my dad described it. I said, no, I think those are really marionettes, Dad. And he goes, no, they just put the strings there to make it look like marionettes. It's really computer-animated.
No, son, they're not married. Can't you tell?
It's marionation.
Super marionation, in fact.
Super marionation.
The original technique used in Supercar.
Mm-hmm.
And some
Speed
of those
Racer?
Other...
Oh, you remember Speed Racer? The effect they use is based on Thunderbird. Oh, no, Thunderbirds. I'm sorry. I got a little spooked up.
But how many rock songs are there that glorify the work of the editor, which I, as a collage radio show editor, must point out? How many famous editors can you name?
Well, like maybe we could do a rap song
name
called...
one.
Perry.
No. Okay. Great Caesar's Ghost. I'm talking about video film editors.
Perry Noid. No, that's Evita. Yeah,
Perry
right.
Mason.
The Queen of Norway. No, Christ.
Actually, film editors don't miss the final cut, which the
director often does.
Well,
no.
Yes, the director often does.
That glorified my career more than just anything. And memory editing is a movie about memory editing. Unfortunately starring Robin Williams, but try to get past that. It's a good movie anyway.
These are personal opinions and
the hollow laughter. The sounds of people with deviated sinuses.
Dee Allen was the famous editor who edited Final Cut. The Final Cut.
He had the deviated septum to begin with?
No, her. Dee Dee Allen. She's one of the only well-known film editors. Editors work behind the scenes. We editors are like, we're the ones who really keep the whole thing together.
You're like the covert guys.
We keep the universe going. We keep the dark matter separated from the regular matter, the antimatter.
What a holy task, too. And no one surrounds them. No one suspends their
disbelief. The directors, the movie stars get all the, you know, and the gurus, really. Oh, Bob. Everybody knows who Bob is. How many people can name the sacred scribe? How many can name the sacred janitor?
I can. Hooch Fudge and the Cabbage Rolls.
Well, sure, you can, because you're him. That's your secret name.
You said I was a sacred super maintenance guy.
No, look,
not the janitor.
Super.
Okay.
You're the super.
I'm
no,
the
you're
super.
Right. You're
okay.
Right.
Okay. Right. Because yeah. I mean, who you know, make sure the boiler's going and keeps your freaking radiator on.
That's right.
From PR News in Washington, I'm keeping dangerous weapons out of the hands of Pope John Paul for a few more days. The Pope felt well enough to participate inside a nightclub after a bomb was found there. Workers found the device next to his bed where hundreds of same-sex couples are stationed. From Kansas City, PR state-run media reported that police were searching for the Pope in Washington.
Well,
Oh, that's Slim Myopia? And Jerry Waxdorf, wasn't it?
Dr. Sinister, you know better than to mutter away from the microphone.
You're supposed to mutter.
Mutter
way
on mic, dear.
If you're really cool, you put a coffee cup around your mouth and then mutter.
I did not realize that I was in on this conversation.
Well, you are now, baby.
What's really pathetic is that I often recognize the voices of those people doing the PR.
Well, yeah, they also work for NPR.
Yeah, they've been cut up.
No. That was the work of Fernando Dandy Lemura, that old cut-up. He's another cutter. That's what they call us editors, the media editors, cutters. Great Caesar's ghost. He's got his coffee cup. It hasn't been fully prepared yet. That's the high-tech level.
He's been preparing it over there by the garbage can. I create it. Now.
I created a little diaphragm in the bottom of this paper coffee cup by merely placing my keys through it 7 times.
And you see that it works to transmute his voice into this fantastic altered thing.
And if you're not afraid of the weird juices contaminating the sides of your head, you can turn it around like this and make it sound like you're in a dark tunnel.
Who drank out of that coffee cup before you, Dave? You don't know where that thing's been, do you?
Geronimo!
Now, speaking of high tech, we were watching some really old Our Gang movies and noticed that the level of technology used by those poor children in the Our Gang series was very similar to that used by subgeniuses at, say, Brushwood during the X-Day thing. The one we were watching, they were struggling with some evil bootleggers who were trying to chase the kids away from their camping trip. And those kids used the tools, the weapons, the weapons of mass destruction that are available to poor kids out in the woods fighting bootleggers, such as...
Pork kids?
No.
You're talking about people
Little Pobucker, Punk, our gang, Spanky, Alfalfa, Chubby. Actually, this was an older one that had Chubby instead of Spanky.
Mm-hmm. that was well before Smacky.
It was before Buckwheat.
Weezer.
Weezer was in it.
Weezer.
Anyway,
Dr. Pancakes. I remember.
Back in them days, you didn't need your Home Alone Macaulay Culkin. All you needed was a beehive, a skunk, a porcupine, as Princess Wee pointed out.
Porcupine.
They didn't show that in this Our Gangs thing, but that's another child
weapon.
Weasel,
a skunk, and a porcupine.
A stick, as Paternoster pointed out. Yes. Or a bat, which they used.
And,
baseball bat.
And there's always an old, open, rusty bear trap in any forest.
Well, of course. And
you're
going to
find an old bear
too.
Trap, which you can use to foil the bootleggers.
There are some bloody old bear traps in the studio right now. That's not as in common as an item as you think, Stang. It's not as in common as an item as you...
Well, the industrial bands use those for percussion, don't they?
They also use it for a quick snap.
But they use skeletons and cars and explosions for percussion.
And for neutering.
Art these days is just weird. I mean, call me old fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, why do they have to...
I just don't get some of this stuff. And,
yeah.
You know...
Why do they have to neuter themselves with a bear trap? Because everything's neutral to begin with, you know?
Reanimating corpses and saying, well, that's art now.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything special.
No.
They're just shuffling around. They call that art.
Yeah, watch it. You know, you sit there and you watch
art, art's plug-in. A plug-in now. Yeah.
And it's all found art, too, because most of the corpses are garbage. And everybody, you know, that's not real art, man.
It's a preset.
To me, real art is something that goes into the back, you know, the behind part of your eyes and tickles the little swirly things.
Uh-huh.
And makes the goo-goo gravy start going. Next thing you know, you're befuddling, you're vomiting. You can't control your carrots or you can't, you know, you get swollen.
I've been there.
And that's what, you know, that's art.
Yes.
That is art. It stirs the soul.
Yes.
And it,
Personally, I have a theory that art is nothing but a dysfunctional result of millions and millions of years of smiths chipping away at flint to make stone hand axes.
Through one procreative
thousand
generation?
That's pretty much all guys did for about 100,000 years was chop at these rocks. They couldn't really talk or sing or do much of anything, but they could make these stone axes. They've found, you know, you can find a stone hand axes all over the place, and yet human skulls are very rare of that from that Stone Age period.
And yet you can find so many stone skulls around.
Because they didn't keep their hand axes. They would make the axe they needed it to clobber the animal and skin it. Then they'd drop it right there when they were done with it. Didn't keep the hand axe.
Right. Too much hand jobbing, animal clobbering, and not enough of the old,
So the smiths and other nearsighted cavemen sat and made things all day long, chipping rocks together. As far as I'm concerned, all human endeavor and obsessive compulsive disorder specifically, and art are results of a hog wild stretching of that old instinct of carving hand axes. We'd be perfectly happy if we were sitting in the dirt on our butts carving hand axes, instead we gotta go, oh, I'm Christo, I'm gonna hang a giant parachutes all across the ocean. Oh, I'm an artist, I'm Picasso, I'm gonna paint dirty pictures and sell them for $1 million.
I'm beloved by all humanity. Look at my use of color and depth. I'm a freaking genius. Love me, love me. Ah, yeah. It's ego. It's
madness. Nothing but a misfired stone axe carving instinct that's gone. It's gone awry.
And one day,
time control must always go awry.
One day, one of these befuddled axe artists accidentally discovered a pyramid. And then, if you put the tiny little, weasel eye on the top of the pyramid, the juices will drip down to the masses below. And a priest will make an incantation, and the next thing you know, the saucers will come by. Work versus slack?
That's it.
Here you go again. Obsessive compulsive behavior that can't be con-
I still feel like I'm chipping rocks to get laid.
Well, you actually are. Isn't that true, Wee?
I'm basically
is chipping rocks to get laid, though.
Yeah,
true,
basically,
Wee?
I'm still a bunch of rocks laid.
It is a really nice one.
To keep a roof
absolutely.
Over my head, to keep the respect of the society, just like my ancestors did for 100 billion trillion years of toil.
So Wee actually has to check your rocks.
But
before allowing you to perform coital
Bob
pop.
Died first, and Bob paid and Bob sold again and again and again to justify our sins so that we would no longer have to do that. We no longer have to chip rocks to get laid and get paid. Thanks to Bob, we can sit back on our butts and have faith. That's all we need. Just faith. We don't have to work. We don't have to toil. We just have to.
We don't have to spin. We're not like some flowers.
We do have to beg.
Or some anything
like
that.
We're friends.
We're not in
when was the last time you gave to Bob?
Disassociation. No, we're perfectly well to sit where we are and be well. Be well misunderstood.
That's all fine, well and good.
And I'll be well damned if I'm going to allow it to continue because I'm pretty well shot right now.
No,
I'm sorry.
You're not.
It's the thyroid problem again.
Okay.
It makes the eyeball pop out, and then I complain. And then while I'm pushing the eyeball back in my head and complaining, then it's on to another problem. Glandular problem.
But see, at least you're aware of that. As long as you're aware of it. Now, that's the first step in making it better, you see?
Right.
I mean, you're conquering it.
Yes, I'm aware of my glandular problems. I'm completely and totally in tune with my glands. Rivers and rivulets and ebbing flow of my glandular juice. I'm aware of everything like that.
The plug-in that makes the same noise as that coffee cup costs $170.
Yep. And much more in some places.
City kids don't know how to make that sound effect with the coffee cup. They have to use this filter I'm using right now.
And
that's $170.
And that's a transvex, isn't that? Isn't that a beautiful new transvex 16,000, which cost the studio a pretty penny?
That's right. Thanks, listener.
Thank you very much, listener.
Yep. I hope you consider your money well spent on that little filter. It makes you sound just like Dave talking to a coffee cup.
Someday we hope to meet you and perhaps even send you a photo of all four of us, three, five, however many we might be at the time, hugging the tortoise, banging the weasel, and just doing all the stuff we do to animals.
I bet people wonder what you look like, Dave.
I look like one of the animals we bang on.
I bet those listeners, I go, what does that guy look
Dave
like?
Dave looks like.
I figure he's got real long hair and this gray goatee. That's probably what Dave sounds like. Stang sounds like he's kind of fat.
I'm long on scalp.
Like a real
short
tall.
On.
I think Stang's a real tall, fat guy. He's almost blind. I heard that he's blind and he has these visions, and that's where all that stuff comes.
Well, the blindness comes.
Somebody told me
from
that
the
once.
Same place, the same ethereal spring that we all drink from. It's the same place. It's the same water that's polluting us all. It causes ejaculation, premature ejaculation.
And it's in the water.
Of course it's in the water.
I've got my Bob blindfold on.
Drink it down.
I'm wearing my Bob blindfold. I follow him anywhere when I have that thing
on. You're blind to what's going on around
you? By the sound, or by the smoke. You follow the smell of the
Isn't that what makes us all secure and safe in the arms and the legs and necks of Bob?
On the lap, on the bumpy lap of Bob.
Put that blindfold on. Smooth down those bumps.
Lap of Bob. The embarrassing lap. The demanding lap of Bob.
The demented, disturbing lap of Bob.
The distended, swelling lap of Bob.
More bumps than it should have in the wrong places.
In the groping hands of Bob.
The suffocating,
the inappropriately groping hands of our Lord, J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Smelly, gypsy-like lap of Bob. The confused, irritating, won't quit saying something about the lap of Bob, Bob, lap of Bob.
Well, this music in the background, I should mention, is the Swinging Love Corpses from their famous Bay Jam mixtapes.
It's delicious. It is. It is quite the, really, you know, it sounds like these guys were actual musicians or something, you know?
They were until, you know. Valentine's Day. We have a love song.
Valentine's.
And a new band. This is a band that I'm going to try to get to come to X Day without paying them, like we do with almost all bands.
Just as long as you don't take their secret powers away like you do to most bands.
Tom and Joe, actually Reverend Toilet Suck, sent me this CD, and he said, I bought this from these guys because I thought you should hear it. He said that it was his favorite short-duration personal album this month, and it was... It was these two spaz guys that I guess have been doing spaz music for a long time. It kind of reminded me of Captain Beefheart crossed with Captain and Tennille. And they have a love song on there called Tell Me, which I wanted to play.
Well, you've got time to do it because we need to be told.
Oh, man, these corpses is so great, though.
That's Ray Hay on guitar.
My hands are so icy now. I've been sitting here in my own urine for the last 45 minutes waiting for a bus or perhaps the EMS vehicle to come by for some kind of help. An outstretched hand, anything, some money, a few dollars. If only I could reach that.
Tell me you're the only one that loves me. Tell me your love will never die. Oh, Alan, tell me you're the only one that I could be. Tell me you'll never lie. Raining from the stars.
tell me you'll never die.
You'll never die.
Yes, I was saying that they do have too many chromosomes, meaning that there was some mongolism there in the family. I can smell it. I'm quite good at smelling it, by the way.
That's Tom and Joe. And you can actually...
Fake
the only
names.
Way to get that material or any information about that would be to email Tom, whose real name is Bob. Or actually, it may be Ed, but he goes by the name Bob on email. And here's the email. B. DeBorculo. I'm going to spell it. B. D. E. B. O. R. C. U. L. O. At yahoo.com.
Ah.
Those Yahoos at B. DeBorculo. B. DeBorculo.
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 Where's that CD?
John.
I don't know where. Anyway, every song on this is really different, and they're quite a spaz band, and I was impressed.
Yeah, I could smell their knees wobbling. Boy, and talk about some old prom jackets with a lot of young.
Yeah,
that album is called Yellow Stucco House.
3-week-old chocolate milk in those pockets, smelling up the place, you know.
You are listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack, brought to you by the Church of the Subgenius. For more information about the church, you can certainly check out www.subgenius.com. And Subgenius does not have an O in it.
And then you could also .ham.
By the way, the show is archived there, and you can download it. And it's also archived on many of the many stations that play the show archive it, at least for a couple of weeks afterwards. Praise such stations as WREK, WCSB. In Cleveland State University. Well, well, well. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, and that's right. We've got one more song. This from Dave's last performance.
With the Caucasians.
At the Caucasians at the Beachland
Bull Rushes.
Bull Rombo.
The Beachnut Bull Rushes. And Moses saved us again and took us to the pyramid to ever Iceman.
I think actually this is Mr. Sister in the background singing.
It sounds like from back in the old days, the Volksreich, when we'd all get together and have a few spears, throw back the elements, bark to the skies, to the heavens, Asgard, Valhalla, we would say.
House of fire. It's a democratic country when it all down first.
PR News in Washington. I'm hard for social corporate culture cattle in Washington. This comes just days after six Canadian cattle announced they were merging. The move came as sporadic PR's Peter Koch continued.
Our taxpayers, our citizens and constituents, and their families are going to be ignorant and offensive.
The National Transportation Safety Board says discontinued PR News.
As soon as you turn your back, everything in the universe snaps itself inside out with a hideous sucking motion. The only reason you cannot call the world impossible is because it is only through the world that you know the concept of impossibility. You have been led to believe that everyone feels he or she may be the only living consciousness. But you are in fact the only one for whom this is true.
We'll be right back.